have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to this third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. Brand new biblical question this week. We didn't get to last week biblical question in the fellowship. We will this Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Last week was, what do you value in life? This week is, what connects you with the physical world? What connects you with the physical world? What connects you with the physical world? Amazing question, huh? Amazing. You can be listening to the show live if you're not able to watch it because you're busy making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or whatever you're doing, fighting on the airplane, or whatever. You can be listening by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. That's 641-793-1500. Follow us on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe. We're on cozy.tv, cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. Cozy.tv/JLP. And Rumble, you got to know how to rumble.com. /Jesse Lee Peterson, rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And last but not least, subscribe and follow us on the JLP Radio Network on YouTube, JLP Radio Network on YouTube and Instagram. All right, hurry, hurry, hurry. Run, no walk. JLP Radio Network on YouTube and Instagram. It's Monday, every Monday. Is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Amazing.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. And so what we do, we take all calls, but when the ladies call in, we go right to them on Mondays. Let me go quickly back to I was talking to Ania out of Mississippi. Ania, thank you for holding.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm just waiting.
Ania, do you know who Joel Friday TV is?
Yeah, we used to dance together. I used to do private sessions with him and my mom.
Oh, he asked me.
I don't know if he remembers me or not, but yeah.
He told me to tell you hello.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Joel. Nice to see you.
He said, tell Ania I said hi.
Oh, yeah, I really enjoy my time dancing with him. I love to dance, too. So, you know, we black people love to dance. So.
That's he right. He black. Do you know he's on, he has a show here every day except Friday at 11 a.m.?
Yeah, I actually watch his show, and I know he was actually talking about the subject of beauty, too.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I found that to be interesting.
And so you're concerned about how your how you physically look, right?
Well, yeah, I am. I'll say it that way, but I know it's not me.
Right.
But I've had a obsession with it for so many years, and I've been trying to fix it, so to speak, but nothing is really working. So now I'm just learning that maybe it's time for me to give up.
Do you have a physical defect?
Yeah. I consider it to be that. It's not really, really bad, but it's bad to me.
And would the average person notice it if they just saw you?
No, because I have, I wear clothes, so I don't dress certain, revealingly.
Oh, so it's underneath your clothes and not on your face or anything?
No.
Oh, what the?
Nobody can see it but me.
And so if no one can see it but you, why you put so much concern on it, into it?
Because I purposefully hide it, too. If I were to show off my leg, so to speak, then you would be able to see it. It's noticeable then.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of hide. Yeah.
Oh, here's what I want you to do. I recommend you try this and let me know how it goes, all right?
Okay.
The next time you see it, let's say you're getting out of the shower or whatever, or you're changing clothes, and you see it, I want you to see it and then pay attention to what the thoughts are telling you about it and then let those thoughts pass. Don't call them you, and they're not from God. Don't just observe them and let them pass without having a conversation with them or anything. I guarantee you, if you should do that without having a conversation with the thoughts, without calling it you, without calling it good or bad, I guarantee you that ego feeling about it would disappear and you would get to a point where you never even think about it. I guarantee you that. You'll be able to see it, and you won't even remember to it was that important to you. It's all in the thoughts. Okay. It's not even real.
Yeah, I believe you on that. It just hurts. The pain is just so overwhelming. It does make you want to give up, but I don't want to. I want to get to the end of this, the whole overcoming.
And we say, but it's not hurting in the physical part, but it's in the mind where it's hurt, right? The ego.
Well, yeah, but when I feel the emotional pain, I feel it in my upper stomach. It's kind of weird. I kind of feel it there.
And that's where the devil dwells. It's because when you see it, quickly the thoughts give you a feeling about it, a thought about it. And because you don't catch the thoughts, the feeling, the pain come because you're not catching the thoughts. But if you catch the thought before they can bring the pain, you'll be free from it. And eventually the thoughts will totally disappear. And there will be no more thinking about it at all. Because all those thoughts about it are evil, and they are not your thoughts at all. Just think about this. You would never look at your body and make up a thought that would make you feel bad about it, right?
No.
And so those are not your thoughts that make you think or feel that way. You gotta practice looking at those thoughts and listen. If they're talking to you about whatever it is, just watch it and don't call it you. And if you're caught up, you feel the pain, but don't call it you. You're not the pain. You're not the body. You're not the thoughts. And I promise you, they'll eventually be taken away from you, and it'll be no big deal, and you won't believe they used to think that it was a big deal.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Maybe I would look and I just immediately feel something. But I think I wasn't really conscious of the thought.
100%. Because you can't have the feelings unless you get the thoughts. You cannot get so-called good feelings or bad feelings without the thoughts first.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm gonna definitely take your advice. Thank you, Uncle Jesse.
You're welcome. So watch those. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes, every morning, every night.
Well, practice.
I don't skip a beat.
Right on. And then, so during the day, practice keeping your mind where your body is.
Okay. And so, I try to do that. But I feel like when I do that, it feels like I'm putting an effort into it, and I try not to. And then I'll try to relax into it, and then it feels like I'm putting an effort into relaxing.
Well, whatever.
So then it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I know. Whatever it is you're thinking and feeling, don't call it you, and you continue to practice being present. It's just the demons trying to talk you out of doing it, period. Because the last thing the imagination, which is evil, want you to do is to see it. It doesn't want you to be aware of it. And so it'll tell you, oh, you're trying so hard to be aware. Oh, you're doing this. You're putting too much effort.
Yeah.
Don't believe that either. You just still work on yourself. And if it gets so rough that it looks like you just can't handle it, ask God to help you. God, help me. Even though you don't know who God is at this point, you still ask. God knows who he is, and God knows what you're going through. He understands why you don't know. But the fact that you're asking to give you some light to help you with this, the light will come because you're inviting it.
Okay. Okay, I can do that. Thank you, Uncle Jesse.
And congratulations on your job and your own place to live.
Oh, yeah, this is my second one. I ended up losing my first job and had to move out, but I kind of got back on my feet with this new job, so it was really helped me.
Right on. Stay with it. And call me if you have any other questions or just want to make a comment, all right?
Okay. And also, really quick, I'd like to say thank you for that song, Uncle Jesse. It was just so nice.
You're welcome.
I love when you sing every time.
Amazing.
Amazing. Well, have a good one. I'll call you later.
Okay. I may be going to Mississippi soon. I'm not sure. Oh. But I'm even not sure if you're in the area. That I want you to give my producer, Sean, your contact information. And so I may be going to Mississippi soon. If I do, I'll contact you.
Oh, yes, I would love that. Oh, my God. I'm looking forward to that. Yes, please come.
Okay. So hold on. And I want to, and I'll hold on to your contact just in case if I do go, I am in your area and we can visit.
Okay. Yeah, I'd appreciate that.
All right. Hold on. 888-7753-773. Josh out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Josh, welcome to the show. Thanks for holding, Josh.
Yeah, no problem, Jesse.
Happy Easter, Josh.
Oh, yeah. Happy Easter to you, too, man.
Amazing. Go ahead.
All right, I was calling for the biblical question.
What connects you with the physical world?
The evil spirit in me.
Meaning what?
Means that it just seems like I'm more connected to society and people around me when I'm going with the evil in me.
And how does the evil spirit connect you to society?
It just makes everything easier. It's easier to get along with people.
Or to the world.
And it's easy. It just seems simpler or maybe not simpler, but it feels good and you fit in. It's like you fit in more with the group of people I just feel like I connect better with people in general when I'm of my ego,
So you connect some people easier by being of the world with them?
Yeah.
And how connect with them in what way?
In that I can relate and they can relate. They understand me better and you feel like you fit in. Well, I feel like I fit in better, even though I know it's something's wrong with it. but it's kind of like just doing what the crowd is doing.
So
it feels better. There's no conflict.
So you feel better when you connect with the people of the world?
No. Let's see here. In the short term, yeah. In the short term, you feel better, but in the long term, it's hell.
So what connects you to the world is evil, and when you connect it to the world, it makes you fit in better and all that stuff, all that jive.
Yeah.
All that jazz.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
more
okay.
With the group. And
and you like being connected to the world?
No.
And why not?
Because it ultimately ends in hell. And that's the top priority is to get out of hell.
Amazing. Are you working on overcoming hell?
You know, I don't know.
You don't know if you're working on it? What's wrong with you?
Yeah. All right. You know, yesterday in church, you were talking to that lady about how she hears, you know, I listen to the show a lot in church and all that. And I hear the stuff you say about doubting thoughts. And I agree with it. And I want to do it, but I believe I'm intellectualizing it so that I'm not really doing it. And it's like I have that thing with, you know, Calandra from Tennessee was talking about how she wants to do it, but it's like I'm not. The thoughts tell me to doubt every thought, you know. So I'm just intellectualizing it. I'm not actually doing it.
So the thoughts are telling you to doubt every thought?
Yes.
And then, and because the thoughts are telling you to doubt every thought, you feel like you're intellectualizing it?
Yeah, it's like an artificial form instead of doing the real thing.
And who's telling you that?
Not sure. Well, yeah, it could be the devil.
No, who's telling you that?
Wait a minute. Telling me, okay, I hear you say doubt every thought.
Right.
And it's like I intellectualize that.
And how do you know you're intellectualizing that?
I don't 100% know.
Then why are you saying that then?
Yeah, I don't.
Why are you saying that?
Because I'm still believing thoughts. So
why are you saying that you're intellectualizing it?
Why am I saying that I'm intellectualizing it?
Yes.
I suppose I'm not sure.
And you said it's not working. What's not working?
Like, I want to doubt thoughts, but I can't.
And what's not working?
Believe them. Me trying to doubt thoughts is not working.
And what is working? When you said not working, working, how do you know what's working and not working? When you say not working... How would you know if it was working?
I wouldn't know because I've never doubted thoughts. Right.
And so why would you say not working? Who told you that?
The devil.
And did he tell you what wasn't working? Or what is working? What does it mean working?
Yeah,
what?
You know, I'm almost, it's so confusing, I'm almost not even sure. But Yeah, I could see where the devil would tell you that it's not, would tell me that it's not working, or it is working, and it's both a lie. So that's how tricky the thoughts are.
When he tell you that, do you say, oh, okay, what works? Do you ask him what works then?
Probably sometimes I do.
So why are you communicating with the devil, period?
Probably because I've been doing it all my life, and I'm not 100% sure. Maybe it takes some pain for me to really stop that, you know?
That doesn't take pain to stop that. All you have to do is stop talking back to the devil. Let the devil say what he wants to say to you when you lost any thought, but you don't have to respond. Just don't respond. Can't you just watch those thoughts without saying anything to them, or even watch the hell in other people when they try to attack you or whatever? You don't have to respond to them. Let them, okay, whatever you want to think or say, that's on you. Within yourself, don't even respond. Why don't you just stop responding to thoughts?
I don't know. I really want to, but I don't. Maybe I'm not sure if I even have control over that.
Is the devil making you talk back to him? Respond. He like, you better give me an answer.
I suppose not.
So why are you responding to them then?
I don't know. I don't want to, man. I don't know why I can't. I don't, you know, I mean, like, why? Is this, yeah, I don't know. It's like, I just need to work on it more and just not overthink it.
The anchor baby said, if he did that, meaning that if you stop responding, you might wake up. Can you imagine you getting these thoughts in your head, and all you're doing is seeing them, but you're not saying anything about them to yourself or them. You're not responding at all. Why don't you just do that? When will you stop worshiping the devil?
I don't know. I don't know why I can't do it, but it's like that's what the silent prayer is. I do that. I do the silent prayer. I'm good at that, but I suppose I need to go on a new level and do it also during the day, you know.
Well, I got to run, but here's what I recommend.
Okay.
You're supposed to be the watcher, and it's the Father who allows you to see. You're watching by His light, but there's nothing else that's required of you. You don't need to respond to the devil outside, inside of your head or outside of you, inside of other. No response is what overcoming is all about. You're no longer communicating with the darkness.
Okay. Because, yeah, the words trick me up, I suppose. So.
Well, just watch. And if you're about to respond, don't. Just don't do it.
Okay.
All right. But thank you for responding to the biblical question. I appreciate it. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
All right, man.
All right,
I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye. Amazing. Let me, 888-7753-773. Let me go to Joshua out of New York. Joshua, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
Yeah, I've been calling for about a couple weeks now, and I never get through. And if I do go through it, the call usually drops, but I just wanted to tell you
so
that.
So this is your first time your first time getting through?
Yeah, first time on the air.
Oh, well, welcome.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you, because after I've been listening to the show and watching your videos and doing the silent prayer, I forgave my mother, and I've been doing a lot better now.
Nice.
All because of you.
You stay with it, man. Stay with it. How did your mother react when you went and forgave her?
She was shocked at first. You know, she still has her ways, but you know, I moved on from that.
Right on.
And I just wanted to tell you how the state of how New York is doing right now, as far as with this illegal alien crisis that's been coming here. there's been like a big influx of gangs, foreign gangs, that have been coming and being created here in New York City. We've always had gangs. That's understandable.
Right.
And that's still wrong.
Yeah.
But now with these illegal aliens, it's like a crime syndicate that they have out here in New York City. And it's a bit concerning because I'm a father, you know, and it sucks having to commute in New York City when it's really unsafe.
Yeah.
You know, like the trains are unsafe. The buses are unsafe. Actually, about a few weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, I was on the bus, and this man, he was probably from, like, Russia. He had, like, a Russian accent. He came. He was on the bus. He was wearing a ski mask. And there was little kids on the bus, and he ended up, like, elbowing one of the little kids, like a four-year-old, in the face really bad, you know? And I called the police. You know, I stood there. The mother was in shock about what happened. The police came. When the police came, they said, that's considered to just be harassment. So all they did was press charges, and the guy was set free right then and there.
Wow. You know,
it's like the police don't even get to do their job now, you know?
I saw they had a funeral there in New York of a police officer that, according to the report, was shot while trying to, there was some guy parked somewhere. He was trying to get.
Yeah, I think that was Long Island.
Yeah, they had the funeral. President Donald Trump spoke at the funeral, but
the Great White Hope.
Yeah, the Great White Hope. But I saw the mayor speaking at the funeral, and I'm like, they should not have allowed the mayor of New York to speak at the funeral, because the mayor is putting the illegal aliens up in hotels, giving them money, giving them food, giving them everything, and he's doing nothing to bring back the Nobel's bond. He's not bringing back police. He's not doing anything to really solve the problems in New York. I don't know why they allow him to speak there.
He made it worse.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
People don't admit it, because if you say he did do that, they call you a racist because he's black, and racism doesn't exist.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know. Like, to be honest with you, I'm a father of two, and I'm just trying to get my way out of New York City because I feel very unsafe.
Yeah, if I had kids, young kids, I'd be out of New York too, or California. I would not be living if I had kids.
It's like a lose-lose situation, because you send your kids to school, and the school is not in favor of the parents.
Yeah.
And the schools are already teaching all that LGBTQ stuff. And it's very uncomfortable. And if you speak out on it, they look at you like you're a bad person.
Can you afford to take your kids out of the school?
I'm working on it.
Yeah,
I am working on it. Actually, I'm working my way out of New York City. I'm trying to become a farmer outside of New York City.
Nice, absolutely, man. Well, Joshua, I'm glad you finally got through. But stay with the prayer. Stay away from anger. At all the hell you see around you, there's never a reason to be angry. Stay away from the anger. And when you're away from the anger, you're in the light of God, the nature of God, the truth of God, and he will lead you out of that situation. Ways will be made that you can't even imagine.
That is correct. And I don't get angry, nor do I get scared, but
right,
I get
on.
Very concerned.
Absolutely.
Very, very concerned.
Absolutely.
And you're in a lose-lose situation, because it's like you fight back or you defend yourself and you're looked at as a bad person.
Yeah.
You're in a lose-lose situation. I kind of don't want to be around that.
I don't blame wicked. You.
It's very wicked where I come from, you know, and these aren't the only situations. You know, I have videos, and I can send them to your office or send them to your website or email.
Send them to producer@jesseleepeterson.com.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, I got to run, brother. Call me again, all right?
I got you, brother. Thank you.
You're welcome. I wish you well.
Thank you.
Okay. The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Talk about a spiritual battle, folks. I'm telling you, it's that. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits, wickedness, and evil in high places. Start on you. When you can see the evil in you, you got to admit you have it so that you can be taken away from you. You got to admit to yourself. You don't have to tell the world if you don't want to. That's, as long as you admit within yourself, I have anger. I'm evil. I don't want this. This is wrong. This is hurting me. When you can admit it, then you shall be saved from it, meaning the truth will come and change your heart from anger to love. Salvation is of the heart. And then your old nature, all these little vices and things you picked up in that darkness will be taken away from you. If you allow yourself to die from the ego, and if you notice, the ego is always about self. Whenever I count with dating or married couples, and they're fighting, is always about self, what they want from the other one, what they want from that one, they want, and they fight. And neither have it to give, but they don't realize because they're into their own ego nature, and they think, and they're into thought, that's the problem. They think they know what they want, and they try to get it, and they fight. The light will destroy the old nature and give you a brand new nature, clear mind. Isn't that amazing? The Hake Report is coming up next. The Hake, HAKE Report.com. From 9 to 11 at the top of this hour, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, the guy with the good hair and James Hake is on fire. He ain't got that good hair for nothing. What the? And then Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report. He's on fire. He ain't black for nothing. He is not known as Arkansas for no reason. Joel Friday TV from 11 to noon Pacific time. And after Joel Friday, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby, flying high off of natural energy from God. And the American Anchor Baby going to tell you all, what was it like, Easter light for him growing up in Canada? What was that like as compared to now as an adult? He's going to be coming in a minute here to tell us that, all right? And you can call this show and ask him about it as well. Let me go back quickly to the phones. Let me go to Rhea out of Canada. Rhea, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling.
I just wanted to say, like, the church that you do every week has been really helping me work on myself. And I don't know, sometimes you say that it's just like a light switch that you're just supposed to wake up, but that's really not the case with me. It's like I feel like I take two steps forward and one step back. And it's like a constant struggle with, like, so just deciding, like, what is the right step to do in my life. But I just had a question about how you were saying that having morals and values doesn't really, like, it kind of leads to anger. And I didn't really understand that, because I feel like when I have morals and values, I can kind of discern better and, like, figure out what should I do in certain situations. So could you just explain that, like, what you mean by
how,
yeah.
Number one, if you truly had morals and values, you would never have to try to figure out anything. Everything will always be clear to you. And number two is the morals and values you think you have is an idea. They're not real. And because your parents or no one can teach you morals and values, they only come from God. And when you drop the anger, and God would totally take over and he'll destroy their own nature, which is the lack of morals and values. Because people say they have morals and values when in their heart they're judging themselves and others. People say they have morals and values, but they have fear. They have doubt. They think they know what they want. People say they have morals and values, but they have dreams. And they live in the past or future. If you have morals and values, none of those things would exist. You would never think about what you want. You would never think about a past or a future. You would have no fear, no doubt, no worries, no insecurities. You would never pretend to be nice on the outside, but inwardly you're hating. You would never be given a phony smile because you're in a crowd and you feel like you got a smile, but inwardly you don't want to smile. You don't even like the people that's there. But your morals and values are just ideas. They don't work. Because they're not from God, they're from hell.
Right. But I guess, I don't know, it's just like in the Bible and stuff like that, there's always things that, like, you're supposed to do.
Like what?
So are those, like, you know, love your neighbor.
Right. But no one can love their neighbor until they overcome anger. And then the love of God will cause you to love your neighbor. You would be, because you were, once you understand yourself, you're going to understand everybody in the world, right? And you would not, you would not hate your neighbor because you will understand what's working through your neighbor.
Yeah, but then I guess when it comes to, like, discerning, you know, when you're around certain people, you start becoming like them. So is it wrong for me to say, like, if I'm with certain people, how it's affecting my behavior? And then, like, is that, like, I'm judging their morals and saying I don't want to be around that because I'm going to become like them?
Well, if you have real morals and standards, it would be impossible for you to become like anyone. You would be in a crowd because you got to deal with people, right? You got to go to work. You got to go to this and that. So you got to deal with people. But the only reason you are judging them or becoming like them is because you lack morals and values. You're making a decision about them.
Okay.
As you are overcoming the anger, the old nature with lack morals but makes you think you have morals and values and think you know what they are from God because you read it in the Bible. Some guy was, one of the guys about, not some guy, but one of the guys in the media, they were talking about the Ten Commandments. Nobody keeps the Ten Commandments. No one keeps them because you can't on your own. You need the light, the truth of God, the nature of God to cause you to even do that.
So just let go?
Yes.
Just like,
yeah. Nobody keep the Ten Commandments. And so let go of all your ideas about God and about your morals and values and about all this. Then you shall have it when you let go of your ideas about it.
Yeah.
You ain't got no morals and values.
That seems easier to do. Just not think about it and let go.
Absolutely. Once you stop thinking that you have them, then you shall have them.
Yeah. It's just because when you're around certain people and you don't want to do the things they're doing, and then you have to, like, kind of explain yourself.
No, you don't.
And I feel like...
You don't have to explain yourself. You just say no or just walk away. You don't owe the world any explanation, because when you're explaining to the world, then you're communicating with evil.
Mm-hmm.
You don't owe the world explanation, period.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Yeah, that helps.
Stop. Don't communicate with the devil in your head or the devil outside of you, inside of others.
Right.
Drop all communication with evil. And human beings are evil until their hearts change to love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I also wanted to answer the biblical question this week.
What connects you with the physical world?
I think it's the flesh.
And how does the flesh connect you to the physical world?
Because everything's internal, right? So if we're a soul, then our physical reality is the flesh, like the body that we're in. And then that connects us to the world.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I want to respond to that, Rhea, but I got to wait until Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be watching.
All right.
All right.
Thank you
so much.
You're welcome.
Doing the best thing
bye
ever.
Now. All right.
All right, bye. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Real fast, I got to get to the American Anchor Baby. His show is every day, except Friday, every day at 12 noon Pacific time, right after Joel Friday TV. And then on Fridays at 4 p.m. Pacific time, he's flying high off energy from God.
Thank you.
How was Easter for you in Canada as a kid, and how do you see it now as an adult?
It was fun. Really not much happened as a kid. I think I never colored any egg or went hunting for any eggs.
Oh.
They gave us stuff in class. Like, they gave us eggs that I could bust open with some candy in it.
Oh, y'all relying on the government?
Pretty, I don't know. I just sat there and things came, and so I was like, this is nice. But I always felt like a secondary feeling of shame because I never brought stuff. All the other kids brought stuff.
Oh, they
and their,
did?
Their kids sent, their parents sent them with stuff.
Oh, so the kids would bring stuff to school for Easter. Plus, the school would give y'all stuff, too?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was kind of like Valentine's Day, too. They'd go around, the kids would go around giving each other candies. I guess they were Valentine's, but everyone got one.
And why didn't you bring something?
I don't know. My mom never sent me to school with stuff. We were that family. We didn't bring the cupcakes. We didn't have the candies.
Were y'all poor?
Not poor, not so that I couldn't bring some candies.
Did you guys have...
we're in America. Well, we're in Canada.
You guys have the real eggs that... And Nick is also one of the experts here, too. Did y'all have eggs where you have to color them and then hide them and find them?
Never. Never done that. Never seen that. I learned today that you eat those, apparently.
And they're so
you find
good.
Them and you eat them.
Right.
I always wondered, why would I want to go around looking for an egg? It's not even cooked. I can't even eat it. That's what
no,
I always thought.
You boil them.
I didn't know that.
They're not raw.
I didn't know that.
What the?
Anyways, you got to get the calls real quick.
But what is it like for you now as an adult with
right.
Easter?
I wanted to get to that. I think this, I've really only just recently seen it different. And I'll, to keep it brief, it's a reminder to me this year. It's nothing nice, but it's a reminder, really, of the pain I got to go through. There's this whirlwind that my life is like inside sometimes. And like during church, you asked us to drop morals. I tried this past week, and I couldn't, right? And I know, and what I meant by that is that I was trying to not see it as anything in my life, any situation as good or bad. I was like, okay, let me just not see it as good or bad.
Right.
And it was difficult to do that. Even though in the moment I dropped the good or bad, feelings would go away. The tension that I didn't know was there would go away. if I, the next whirlwind would come. And that's the thoughts that everyone's going through.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying
here? I do, absolutely.
And so that's the reminder. It's a reminder of this. I see this cave I'm in, and I see the exit, and I keep telling myself, I'll walk to the exit in a moment here. I'll get to that. But that's such a lie. You got to walk, take a step every day, and you got to take one step every day.
You got to work on
yourself.
Thinking,
you're telling yourself, I'll take the big step tomorrow. But you got to do these little steps every day. Yeah. And Josh and Calandra, and I relate so much to what they're saying because I'm going through the same thing. And we're telling ourselves lies. We're telling ourselves we're intellectual. We're this and that. We're telling ourselves these things, and we don't know that.
And that's not even you telling yourself that.
Correct.
It's totally from evil. People don't understand the desperation that evil has to live in you, and it doesn't want to depart from you because it got to find some other human being to live in. Evil lives in the heart of human beings. And so it tell you what if I said most people are intellectual, right away it's going to tell you that you're intellectual.
And I understand them too because I think, I don't want to put words in their mouth, but I think what they're getting at is that they, like you were just talking with Rhea, I think we all want to be taken over by that good spirit and see that our whole lives represent that.
Right.
And so we judge ourselves saying we don't represent that. So then I must mean I'm intellectual, must mean these things. And we let go of the gift we were given, that thoughts are lies. We saw that. We, like, saw that.
Yeah.
And instead of going with that, we're stuck in the thoughts. Anyways, thanks.
And then the key to that, want for nothing. Hmm. Because Satan makes you think you want the truth so badly, you want it. And then it makes you feel that you're never going to get it. Don't even want for that. Remember this new thing, want for nothing? But
I'm going to try to remember that.
Thank you, the expert and the host of the American Anchor Baby.
Amazing.
Every day, Monday through Friday. Let me go quickly to Gerard, first time call out of California. Gerard, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jiffy. How are you doing?
All is well, sir. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, this is the first time that I'm calling you. I live in Canada, but I'm from Peru, from Latin America.
Right on. Welcome to Canada.
Thank you. Jesse, I just came across with your video a couple of months ago, and I became your fan because I also forgot my mom, forgot my father for what they did to me. And it's something that I did even before I watched your show, but it just reinforced the idea that you're spreading. And so I just came across a couple of days ago regarding Hispanic people. Like, you were saying that most of them are lazy and they're not good, right? Not all, but most, right? But I think it is true.
You what?
It is true. You know, it is true. Most of my life I work in Europe, and I never worked in Peru that much. But the time that I worked in Peru, it was enough to realize that they were so lazy. They always come late. They're not very honest people. Yeah, most of them, but not all of them.
Right. Of course. Not all.
Almost, right? So, yes, this is what I wanted to tell you to everybody, because I got surprised here in the U.S. that they're saying that all of them are good. No, it's not true.
Right.
As a Hispanic person, I'm telling you that it's not true at all. I work in a retail store in Peru, and it was crazy. They were stealing from the lockers, even though they have a pop lock, and they managed to break and steal their income. They steal their food. It was totally a mess.
Yeah.
You know, totally a mess, like you're saying.
A mess.
Yeah, that's right. It was totally a mess. It's stealing food, it's stealing money, everything. And it just worked for them for like 7 months. I said, you know what? I can't deal with this culture, so I'll have to leave. That's why most of us living, because we're living like in a very messy country. That's why we want to go to the U.S. or Canada. I went to Canada, but of course, legally, not illegally. I agree with you with that point as well about the illegal aliens. What it surprised me about Hispanic also as well is that they have a lot of hatred against white people.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable when America and Canada were built by white people.
Yep.
That's 100%. Like, I agree with you. It's 100% white people, and we should adjust. We come here You learn a language and you just adjust to the culture. Don't bring your mess to the countries where you're living, such in the first world country. Because, you know, in Canada, it's the same thing. You know, like, there's a lot of hatred against white people as well. And then even white people think that pity about what they did, right? Like, but they didn't do anything.
Right.
They believe in the, they did. You know, I have some colleagues, they're white people, right? So they say, oh, you know what, Gerardo, I feel sorry for what they did, what I did. What do you mean by what you did? You did nothing to them. You're like, what do you mean? And then they're saying, oh, but you go, this country was built by white people, I said, right? No, this country wasn't built by white people, was built by Chinese. What do you mean? what do you mean by that? Like, what do you mean? Like, no, it's not built by Chinese people. This country was built by white people.
Absolutely, okay? Man. So is, I was surprised when I, and then I got to run, but I was surprised when I realized that Hispanics steal stuff, right? And I, not all, but most.
No.
I know friends who have hired Hispanic people to work on their homes, and the worker would see that they had tools and things in their yards, and they would go back and steal them at night, or they would take them. And then there was, maids and things, housekeepers and stuff like that to come in and clean and all that. And they were stealing food and detergent and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that's right. 100%. That's correct. Exactly. You know, my wife, she hired a maid, right? Like back in Peru, right? She stole the maid stole everything, like the iPad. the iPads, the computers, and then even she sued her father, saying that her father mistreated her. And then we needed to pay her like $10,000.
Whoa.
When she was stealing everything from us.
What a mess. They act so nice. You're like, are you stealing? No, senor, no.
No, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Senor, no.
You know how we called her Jessie? Because she was taking pictures of the iPhone. So when we found the iPhone, we saw all the pictures of her kids taken with that iPad. So we called the police. She got arrested. We have everything there. But it's still... She sued her father, and we needed to pay her like $10,000.
What a mess. Call me again, buddy. I got to run because of time. Amazing call. Call me again, all right?
Yeah, I will call you again. I'm right now in L.A. That's why I call you. And my wife said, call Jesse, because also my wife is a big fan of you as well.
Thank you, man.
Okay, Jesse, all the best. All good. You're doing fantastic. And then, you know what, the last thing I want to say, Jason, is like sometimes people criticize me like because I'm criticizing Hispanic people. I criticize it because I love them.
That's right.
I want it to be better. It's like I criticize my country because I want my country to be better. I cannot lie to them and say you're doing good when you're not.
Absolutely. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now. Super chat. Super chat.
Tim Scott, the real one, not to be confused with the rhino.
Tim Scott, the real one, not the rhino congressman.
You're right.
Oh, okay.
Or senator.
Nice.
On Cash App, Bond JLP, stay on the narrow road.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
Star C on three coffees. Jesse, love, bear emoji, bear face. Happy American Easter to you. I noticed being attractive is also a curse. Society wants you to be a certain way. Attractive or not, it's all the same problems, and it's vanity.
Yeah.
Jesse, what do you do when you don't know what you want in life? I still have no idea what I want.
No one knows what they want. Anyone that tells you they know what they want, they're lying. They're on an ego trip. It's all about ego. No one knows. So accept that you don't know and just take one day at a time. And want for nothing, and all will be provided for you. It will be amazing. Thank you, Sia. Let the idea of you want, thinking you know what you want, let that go. You'll be free. Thank you.
Cash App donation from Stefan. No message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Prep Ham Paul says, Sean, the producer, likes the fall because he about to go get his deer. Thumbs up emoji.
That's right. Sean is a deer hunter, at least used to be.
That's
it
right.
It still is in the heart. Amazing.
Prep Ham Paul, monthly supporter on Rumble, says, let's see how many of these fast food workers lose their jobs now. that they're getting paid $20 an hour in California minimum wage.
That's for sure.
And the remaining workers work double. Emoji.
It's crazy that those workers go along with the union to tell them that they want more money, and then they're the ones going to end up losing their jobs while the government is still working their jobs. Amazing. Thank you.
Three coffees from Joey. New York was way worse in the 70s than it is today. Do you agree?
I love New York. I absolutely agree. New York is nothing like it used to be.
No,
amazing.
He says it was worse in the 70s than today.
No, it's worse now than the 70s, unless there's something missing.
Yeah, maybe. The key bought a coffee. Hey, my last message was sent private. What kind of doxing spirit you operating in? Word to the wise, all behaviors are permissible, but not all behaviors are beneficial.
That's right.
Oh, I can't tell that it doesn't say anything about being private.
Amazing. Thank you.
You have to let me know not to read it.
Yeah, make a note, don't read on public.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won't do that.
Nice.
Thank you.
But I think that had to do with the erythromycin.
Oh,
the styes.
That's what it was?
Yeah, whoever Mr. Munchie is. That's not any doxy. But right. I repent.
And I didn't say who had the sty.
Right.
So nobody knows.
Yep. Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, The Key. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that's all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Listen, get on that straight and narrow. Stay there. Stay there. It ain't easy. It ain't easy. No, it ain't easy. But stay. He or she who endures to the end, you will get the prize. You got to endure. You got to stand, stand, stand. And we have done all you can do to stand, stand some more. Really. That old nature must die if you want to live. And it will. It's not you. It's just false spirits in your mind and emotion. I am out of time. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your mothers. Every human being has to forgive their mothers and their fathers. Return to your father. Russ out of New Jersey. Emmanuel out of Canada. Jaime out of Minnesota. Somebody just dropped. I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Country Western Tuesday. The Hake Report is coming up now. And after the Hake, Joel Friday TV, he black. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. Go and make a donation to my nonprofit, rebuildingtheman.com/donate. All right? I need it. Thank you. We got a lot of work to do. Bye. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way. Or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them, and then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.